throw them on again and stop.
Now, I was a little bitty fella, but I can remember that. And mother and daddy kept him. It was my father, my grandfather. And the same Dr. Mayweather was here, because we never did come out, you know, to town, not like that, because small, not in. And so he came up here and got Dr. Mayweather's, and he bandaged him up, you know. And he's round in the corner of the chimney, corner of the chimney, sitting, you know, onto the house. But you know, when you come out, go out the house, you come right up in there and he's in the corner, chimney corner, you call it. And fishing for him, so he could hear him off there. Mother said she hear him tan it, you know, bandaged off. Mm-hmm. And she went around there and she said, "Pa," she said, "ain't you?" And he said, "No," because he couldn't stand it. Now he had horses and a pair of trees on his place and things like that. I was small, but I remember my granddaddy good. And I remember my mother's father better than I do him, because he was a lonesome pass.
What did the house that you lived in, the last house you lived in, look like?
Well, now, my father had started that home before. That's what hurt me so bad. Before he taken sick and passed. Mm-hmm. See, he's living in the old house. Mm-hmm. And he had started him a new house. See, he had timber, and he swapped it up here for Neal Lumber Company for lumber. Swapped load for lumber. And he had started saying Bob. Of course, he's passed too now. Bob. Jimmy Goatill know about that. He had started his house, and of course, the man hoping he's passed, white fella. Mm-hmm. Mr. Clyde T. Mm-hmm. And he didn't know me all my life. And his wife has passed, and she ain't been long passing that thing like a great me like I've done since I've been here. Mm-hmm. And I and her. The adopted daughter, Miss for his wife. I and her was raised up together, little children like that. We played together, swung together a long time ago, years. And they were living at Dale Keith then. It used to be a wonderful place. It was. Wonderful place. And so Miss T, she passed in this year. Mm-hmm. Sure did. I went there and spent about an hour time with her, and she said, "Lord Jesse," she said, "come to see me when you can." And she was asking me about a loss of old head and how she said, "I've got where now, I can't walk." She was a good person, though. We used to live on their place. After we moved from home, they moved over there, called Mr. T, wanted somebody to see out his cows, and threw him one over there, too. And we stayed over there about a year. Although we left home, you know, and moved over there. And he opened up Seattle's cows. Because he was a man run, you know, had a beer. And we stayed over there about a year, but the thing about it, we wasn't making no money. Bottom out a little, only eggs, you know, he'd get up the eggs and he'd have a lot of eggs. And I was seeing hogs and things like that, cows. But after this lawsuit come about, the house property, Tom Robinson estate, and I taken sick over there. Mm-hmm. And my Uncle Frank Bush, God bless it any lifetime, told my husband Fluettin to tell me to get up out to get up and go to Blountstown if I was able to. To get the rest of my brothers and sisters file a conjunction against our stepmama. She wasn't nothing but a younger though. But 16 years old, she married. Mm-hmm. To stop her from getting rid of the heir's property. Mm-hmm. Cause she had, well, she wasn't married again, but she just in the house with another man and his wife. And she scalded her, threw a pot of hot grease on her. Mm-hmm. And she had her nearby the young baby.